Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, September 19. Let us pray. Holy and eternal God, known best to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our souls yearn for the solace, peace, groundedness, and hope that you alone provide. Overlook our slowness to comprehend that you are the only safe and solid ground upon which to stand. We have known this since you created us, and now we embrace this essential truth planted so deeply within. As all those things we thought were so solid, and upon which we were taught, and have learned to rely, dissolve and fail around us, we welcome you ever more fully into our hearts in these moments. Quiet our minds, comfort our souls, and speak to us as we have need, through Christ, with Christ, in Christ. Amen. As fall quietly but steadily approaches, I've begun some of the annual tasks that prepare my little world here at home for the months ahead. One of those tasks involves preparing the patio for winter. In the spring, I bring pots from the garage, fill them with new soil, and make the much-anticipated trip to the garden center to buy the flowering plants that will, hopefully, fill those pots with colorful blossoms all summer long. Now, as those blessed plants are fading, worn out by months of sun, rain, and constant blooming, worn out from delivering the very best of themselves to the bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, and me all these months, the pots are emptying one by one. I take what remains of the spent plants to the compost bin, empty the soil into a nearby bed, gather the stones that provided drainage from the bottom of the pots, saving them for the same use next year. Rinse the pots, stack them in their place in the garage. The spring part of this ritual is full of anticipation, hope, and joy. The fall part of this ritual is mostly thankfulness, a sense of continuity with the natural world and its rhythms, and yes, when I'm honest with myself, sadness that the season of warmth and color is over for another year, and insecurity regarding what lies ahead. How will everyone and everything survive the coming winter? What will the nature of things? What will it be if I'm fortunate enough to bring these pots back out to the patio next spring and begin anew? I don't, of course, have the answers to these questions, and thus the insecurity. These things are known only to God. and so I must rely upon God. And like my ritual with the patio pots, there is hope, comfort, and wisdom in that reliance. Keeping my spiritual rhythms going is as essential as the seasons. Each life is like the seasons, with its newness, its growth, and its diminishment and dying. Each day is like the seasons, with its new beginning, its hours of work, its winding down, and its time of completion and rest. The things that keep me going from season to season are the very same things that keep me going from day to day. Reading, journaling, and prayer to begin the day. Mindfulness of my relative nearness or distance from God throughout the day, and thankfulness for and an honest assessment of how the day went before bed. And when the rhythms of the church are added to our individual daily rhythms, our lives of faith blossom into even greater fullness. Advent's blessed beginning. The lessons of ordinary time. The powerful depths of Lent. The joyous celebration of Easter. And more ordinary time in which to pray, read, and work. What are your spiritual rhythms? How are you blessed by them? Are there aspects you would like to change or add? Do you need help in order to maintain or possibly even create these rhythms? Those summer blossoms on the patio require certain tools, a certain combination of materials, and a bit of knowledge. And the longer I engage with all of these, the better I get. Likewise, there are tools, materials, and knowledge required to create and maintain a spiritual life. And the longer we engage with these, the better life becomes. One of the reasons that churches exist is to help everyone find and keep the spiritual rhythms that bring meaning to life and that sustain us throughout the seasons of our lives. If you would like help with this, or simply would like to talk more about it, please reach out to me. And in the meantime, know that God loves you, and that God's love seeks to be ever more present in your life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.